The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now to new research which has suggested that speaking to a dog in high-pitched, excitable and affectionate voice is a great way to grab your dog's attention. So why might it work? Well, I'm joined now by former dog behavioural therapist Kathleen Murray. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. Do you think talking to a dog in a baby voice, or how you would speak to a baby, that that's going to work?
Yeah, it works really well, especially for younger dogs. Younger dogs tend to respond to pretty much anything that moves or anything. So if your voice is light, it's softer and it's more expressive and your face is more expressive. So they engage more with that and they pay a lot more attention to it. It's like a more playful tone that you have, and your energy is much lighter as well. So you're less threatening to a young dog, especially if you're trying to train it, if you're trying to get it to do something or cooperate with you in some way. It helps an awful lot.
It's about the tone, it's about the energy, and it's about encouraging them, exactly how you would talk to a child if you want them to do something.
That's right, yeah, because older dogs don't respond in the same way. They love it as well, but with older dogs, you need to be putting in a few words like treats or walk or things.
They're clever.
Yeah, they don't fall for it as easily as a younger dog would. Like, they're not as easily persuaded, so, because they've been around the block a few times. But if you pair it with words that they know, then they respond really well to that as well. But now, in younger dogs, it can also have the effect of exciting them and getting them very excited. So you need to know how to handle the excitement as well, and how far to put them, and not to let them get overexcited, because if young dogs get overexcited, it can end up in all kinds of mayhem.
And how aware, you know, you're talking about the energy there, how aware is a dog of your body language?
Well, your body language is everything to a dog, and energy is everything to a dog, because that's their natural language. They look at you, they read you like a book all the time. Everything you go to do before you say anything, how your face is, if you're smiling, if you're grouchy, you know, if you're fearful of something, they're reading your face all the time. They're also reading all the chemical output from your body. So they pick up an awful lot from that. So therefore, if you are talking in a more babyish way, in a more light-toned way, in a more playful way, it relaxes them. It helps them to be more open to learning. And MRI scans have also shown, too, that they react really well. Their brains react really well in the same way that babies do to that type of tone.
Mm-hmm. So if they hear a sing-song voice, and like you're talking to a baby, they've made a judgment call that you're in good form and you're going to be nice to them and they're going to have good time with you.
Yeah, it's much less threatening to them. And that means everything when you're trying to work with a dog. It's associated more with good times, with treats and social bonding. It results in social bonding, where they become more attached to you, they listen to you more, they look at you more, they want to follow you more, and so they want to learn more. And so if you have a dog that wants to learn, then you've got a great dog in your hands, which they all want to learn, but you've got a better behaved dog. You have a dog who'll listen to you better in circumstances where you need it to behave and things. So it helps an awful lot with learning, especially. So, and when you're teaching them when they're young.
Going back to what you said about the older dogs, that you'd need to include a few words like walk or treat in there. Does that play into that saying that you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
Yeah, well, some people will say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but that's not the case, because I've worked with older dogs and they can pick up new things, no problem at all. It might take them one or two goes longer, but they have a lot of experience on their hands that younger dogs don't have. So they can put things together in a different way, and they can make sense out of what you're saying, especially if you've been with this dog for most of its life or all of its life. Then it knows you and you know it. So it's responding to cues that you're given with your facial expressions, with your tone of voice, with words that they know. So they can actually learn new things, no problem at all, because lots of older dogs often get rehomed and they have to learn to settle into a new environment and learn where to go to the toilet in a different place, learn how to kind of, you know, get on with people in the house and things. So they do, they have to learn. They don't have the choice.
I was interested to see in this research as well, they say that talking in the baby voice, it works with dogs like border collies and hunting dogs like golden retrievers, which you'd probably expect. But then it goes on to say that it works on dogs that tend to ignore human communication, such as Dachshunds and Boxers. Is that true, that, that those breeds ignore human communication?
Well, they don't really. They might take it up in a different way. Boxers are very intelligent. They don't ignore human communication. And Dachshunds are really like an entity unto themselves, really, aren't they?
mean, well, tell me about them. What's different about them? Do they?
Yeah, they just tend to be pretty stubborn in their ways. They tend to just want to get on with it. They're not interested in listening to a lot of commands and things. But they will cooperate. Obviously, they will go along with it, all right. But it wouldn't be their first preference.
They're hard to train, are they?
Not really. If you talk to them in the right way and you encourage them in the right way, they will learn just like any other dog. But they just have a little stubborn streak in them that's a little bit harder to get around. Well,
now, Kathleen, and my next question is obvious. How do you talk to a Dachshund?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can do the baby talk, see how that goes. You can start there and work your way up from that. Mm-hmm. It's, well, for them, really, it's more about pairing food or their favourite toy or something that actually motivates them. It's motivation to them.
Right, they, that's how you deal with them.
Yeah, they work better with the motivation, with something physical, like treats or toys and things.
And are there certain breeds that would just do better and learn more with a sterner tone?
No, not really, because a sterner tone puts every dog off, because it means that you're either cross about something or you're not in a happy place. And so therefore, they just tend to kind of avoid that if they can, or hold back a little bit. But as you were saying earlier on there with the breeds like the border collies, not all the herding breeds, they are team players from the day they're born. Because of their herding instincts, and they all respond incredibly well to that, because they're very sensitive, very hypersensitive dogs that pick up tones really quickly. And if your tone is in the wrong tone on the wrong day, they'll just shut down. Mm-hmm. Or they'll just curl up or go away and hide somewhere. They're too sensitive for harsh tones. So anybody who uses harsh tones on the herding dogs is probably going to get a dog that doesn't want to work, or wants to avoid work, or is too scared to do the work. It's, you know, so you really have to be careful how you talk to dogs.
It's fascinating. And you know, just going back to what you said earlier, that they know what form you're in before you open your mouth anyway, you know, regardless of what your tone is going to be. They have you. They have read you. Kathleen, thank you so much. And lovely to talk to you. Kathleen Murray there, who's a former dog behavioural therapist.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.